evening, everyone. We're live.
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're live. More importantly, we're alive. My name is Elizabeth Hamilton, and I am your host for the next half an hour here on Witch and Famous Radio. And with me is the agency's chief strategist, Ed Hubbard. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Liz. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you very much. And tonight we are going to talk tonight about Mercury retrograde. Oh, dearest darling Mercury retrograde, why do we hate you so? Well, I guess I'll just dive right into this. A couple of days ago now, I woke up and basically everything was turned on its head. You know, basically as soon as I got out of bed, like conscious, you know, I was just in a really horrible mood, and I was like, I knew it, we're like 3 days out and it's already happening. And, you know, this went on for a little bit, and I decided to just stop and reset. And that made things a little bit better, you know, Johnny go lucky perfect or whatever, but it was better. It was better than it had started out as. So that's a good thing. Let's see. What else do I have? I lose my keys, like, constantly during Mercury retrograde. So I have, for the 3 weeks ahead, I have a box right next to my stairs in which my keys are going to go. Hopefully, cross your fingers and pray to the goddess. They're going to go in there every single time I come home from work so that I know where they are in the morning. Ed, what can you tell
yes.
us?
So understand, people who like to work with energetic states, especially in the world of astrology, are very focused on where the planets lie and where their energies are. And Mercury is one of the stronger energies in our system. And when it goes retrograde, which we mean it appears to us as being going backwards, it drains a lot of energy. But this particular one starts us in Aries at 1654. And it started, and actually it is officially started. It started 7:31 Eastern Time when we basically Mercury went to station, making it a Aries as well as spring-based Mercury retrograde, which means it's going to be extremely fiery. We also have Jupiter, which went retrograde on March 8th. And that means the king of the planets is basically also drawing and emphasizing even greater energies by pulling in onto the Mercury retrograde for powers of displacement. At the same time, we're also seeing from more of the scientific solar flares and solar energies, storms that are supposed to be, they're taking some of their tolls. So we have a lot of fiery energy that's kind of pouring down on us. And lastly, this is going to be in a Gemini moon, which means it's going to be deceptive. There's a lot of little tricks and trades. So we're going to feel this really hot, this really organized, this unorganized, hot mess of energy. I mean, it's going to be really hot. It's going to be that. And what's going to try to trigger, at least in the initial part, now that it's gone station, at least for the next couple of days, it's going to see a lot of hotheadedness and a lot of triggers and a lot of very easy moments for people just to be the energy. And I think that's a very strong part where we start this Mercury retrograde and why we have to rock this retrograde and take this energy, because it has some value. But right now, it's just going to feel like the hot, fiery breath of all those negative forces are going to be like on the back of your neck. When you feel those hairs rise up on the back of your neck, know that you've got to get ready to handle your stuff.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. That is a lot. You know, I mean, both of them going retro pretty much at the same
mm-hmm.
time. It's crazy. It's almost like our world is getting ready to turn on its head.
Well, and you know, there is a strong belief that there is, so NASA has now kind of agreed that the planet itself may have wobbled. Remember, we're talking about just a little over 3 years ago. We talked about more than that, 2012 of Mayans thing, but the Inuit elders have said the planet has shifted. And not a lot of people have confirmed it, but yeah. So understand that we
definitely
may be looking at a shift.
That's definitely a thing. The Earth definitely wobbles a bit back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying something about understanding?
No, so we have to understand that. So I guess one of the things is that, so this energy is going to be really breathing on people. I mean, I think that, I don't think people understand the different Mercury retrogrades. Well, Mercury retrograde as a whole, it's about energy that kind of pulls away from you. It tries to pull a part of it. And one of the things people don't understand about me is I'm a Discordian. I work a lot. We've just gotten past working a huge cycle of magic, basically over the last 15 to 16 months. And so the rocking the retrograde is very important, because I think one of the things about this hot and fiery temple, if everybody else is upset and you can keep your calm, when people are upset, guess what are the best things you can do if you can remain calm? Look at all the stuff they leave behind. Mad people, angry people drop opportunities all the time. They do.
Right, so you can benefit from their oversights pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And if you can avoid yelling at them, they're almost always, if they're decent human beings, they yell at you and you do not yell back. If they're decent human beings, they're going to feel bad about it later. Another positive for you. Hmm?
Right. Yep. And that's actually a trick that I learned a really long time ago, actually. I can't remember who I learned it from, but during conversations, the escalation thing is a big part. If you lower your pitch and lower your tempo, the other person will feel the extreme urge and feel really horrible if they can't, like, match the pitch and the pace of your voice, of your speaking.
Yes. See, and absolutely.
I found that very interesting.
Well, actually, so this is very important, because one of the tools that we teach at, which we're utilizing within Witch and Famous Agency, our Witch and Famous Agency, and to be open, Liz is the president and CEO of Witch and Famous Agency, which has been around since January 4th?
Yep, January 1st is when we said, okay, we're going to do this, and we dive right in, and January 4th is when our Facebook page went live, and right now... I believe we're looking at almost 3,500 people have given us a like and a follow. Let me just give that a quick click here on the interwebs.
And I think what we're going to do is we're going to give away a rare book. When we reach 5,000, we have this great book about Spellcraft, which is a great book. We also have a couple others. We'll give you a choice of a couple of rare books from Etchaton, from our collectible book collection. You go on to witchandfamous.net and take a look at our collectible books. We have some pretty rare books out there that you can buy. And we're going to give one of those away when we reach 5,000 Facebook fans.
Yep, we certainly are. Okay, so we have 3,538 follows and 3,473 likes right now. So I just wanted to tell everybody that we do sincerely appreciate each and every one of you.
Absolutely.
We're really looking forward to rocking this retrograde. What are the kinds of things that we can do to help each other through Mercury retrograde and make it suck perhaps a little less?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is basically look at the symptoms of energy override. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the heart chakra, because that's where the fire is. You hear about fire in the belly, which is the belly chakra, you know, the chakras, right? You always hear about fire in the belly. And so you have to really deal with that idea of basically this sort of override. So what happens is sometimes you know that you've got good energy. You can feel when you have great energy, right? So you just keep, you can do anything, you feel anything. But what happens if you start to have an energy override? And I mean by that, what does it feel like when your energy is overwhelming you? When you're suddenly filled with like a hot flashes. So you might see like this hot energy that runs through you. You might feel like you're unstable. You might feel disrupted. I mean, what do you feel like, Liz, when you feel like you're basically quadri yourself, catch and over, when the energy starts to overflood you?
Well, my thoughts tend to get disoriented. I can't keep a track of things. This morning was actually a perfectly good example. I got dizzy. I got dizzy and disoriented, and, you know, I had to just kind of sit down for a minute and just ground it, like, purposefully, almost forcefully ground it out. I was like, okay, I know this is happening, and I understand that this is happening, and I accept that this is happening, but I got stuff to do today, and this is not going to interrupt my day. I need this energy to just back the heck off, you know, because I couldn't, I refused to let it rule me, you know, even though it really, 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 really wants to, cognizant this time about controlling the effects of Mercury retrograde, really taking a pause. Other things that it feels like
Yes. I just lost her. I'm going to be there. So let me go ahead and explain. That was very interesting. Mercury retrograde has struck. And she's back. There we go.
Goodness gracious. Hi, Mercury. We love you too.
Let's hear you go. There were Mercury retrograde moment for a second. So I was waiting. I thought you had an impregnated pause there for a second.
No. Where did you last hear me speak? What did I say last?
That you said one of the best, so one of the things that you said most importantly, and you take a pause.
I don't remember what I was going to say after most importantly. Oh, well.
Yeah, and then
apparently it wasn't what you said.
Right, and that's one of the things. Is. So the second chakra that we deal with a lot of time, right, the Swadhisthana, is in our abdomen, and that is actually ruled by Mercury. I want you to notice that. So we're going to talk about chakras, and right now the Swadhisthana is the one, the abdomen area, and is ruled by Mercury itself. Mercury governs the signs of Gemini and Virgo in astrology. We just know that, and this is actually a Gemini moon, so we got Mercury working on this sort of thing. And the most important part of this basic chakra is that, and traditional is that it kind of works our food, it works our energy. And it's said to renew our white and gray cells in our brain. So that basically the way we eat is the way we think and the way we have our sensory that. And it's supposed to support our sense of aesthetics and creativity. You know, this idea of the gut check. So Mercury is our gut check. This is why the retrogrades are so hard. And the ability to understand easily, come up with practical solutions to our problems in life, and intelligence all come from this chakra. Mercury represents intelligence, the mind, and creativity in astrology. Okay, understand. So when it all works, yeah, Mercury is like the messenger of the gods. And now that we're in this sort of retrograde, in that fire in the belly, I was talking about the symptoms. You talked about your dizziness. You talked about, you know, sometimes you get really upset, how you can get really upset and everything. And this morning, step I said, take a 5-second pause. Just pause for a second. And so now we have it. And so this is some of the things you can do. But if we rock the retrograde, let me offer you the other side. So if we can stay calm in this energy storm, because remember, not everybody loses. This is not everybody loses some things. Some people win when their energy is correctly. Now, tomorrow when I talk on Pagan Tonight Radio with Reverend Don Lewis, he was born in a Mercury retrograde.
Oh.
And he has some very interesting ideas of what that means.
Wow.
Okay.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. People are born under Mercury retrogrades. What does that affect you?
Wow. I don't know. I wonder how many other people are born during Mercury retrograde. I'm going to have to look and see if I was, maybe. I don't know. Something that I did want to offer, and I'll be discussing this tomorrow a little bit more in depth during my morning tip of the weekday, week/day, multiple times a week, something like that, is how to count to that five, or better yet, how to count back from five, that five step backwards, because we as humans learn really, really quickly how to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But it takes a bit more effort and a bit more brain power and intention to count backwards. So I was thinking about this today. I was thinking, count back from 11 to 1, odd numbers, because that's always been the hardest for me. Even numbers are pretty easy, but odd numbers are really hard. 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, 1. It's just, It's that, yeah, isn't that something? I just had that this evening as I was trying to leave from work, actually. Isn't that interesting? I think that could be a benefit to everyone.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things it is. Okay. So getting yourself in here. So if you can do this, so understand. So like Liz is talking about, she gets into some of these ideas. But if you can go ahead and get like a Reiki attunement for your abdomen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can go out and get a Reiki attunement for abdomen, right? So, you know, I'm not sure if you can do Reiki to that fine ass. So we have to find out more. Luckily, we have like amongst rich and famous, we have some really good Reiki people like John Anastasio, who does a Tuesday night radio show, Reclaiming Your Spirit. And he just did one with a really important channeler. It was just this last Tuesday. It's a really good show.
Yep, he is on every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And people can listen in on Brave Media. I'm going to bring it up right now. I think it's
I get his material, and I've gotten his material through my iTunes account, and I just subscribe to his podcast.
Oh, that's actually something that I forgot about.
Okay, so that's how I get his material, and that's how I get it put into my thing, so that I can listen to it at my plan. And not only but people don't have to wait to listen to John's stuff. He's got 12 episodes, 13 episodes up right now that are just fantastic.
That's
of course,
wonderful.
The best one is, of course, episode 11. So just want to let everybody know that's the best one. If you had to start with one of them, start with episode 11 and then pick up the rest.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So it's boldbravemedia.com /... Oh, come on. Of course it's being difficult. Right when I have it up, it's not letting me see where to click on his. Oh, well, it's okay. Just go to the Witch and Famous Facebook page and go to the events section. Just about every single one, I have up as an event. So you can look at our past events and be able to click on any of the links in there. And they're also, like... And, you know, you can listen to them on your car ride going to work or coming home from work. Super awesome.
Right.
You know, and we also have clients of ours who do things like spirit readings and tarot cards. We have several people who do tarot cards, actually. We have Morgan Severson and Scott Wirt. And a new client of ours is Misty Denson. And then in Egypt, actually, we have Ginger Stravelli. This woman is fantastic. I cannot say enough good things about her. She just went to the temples, and she basically, on the equinox, she had the whole Temple of Isis to herself in Luxor.
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible.
It is.
I am very envious. yes.
And I think that's very important. So any of these ways can get you through that channeling. So you can probably get it through Reiki or with some of these spirit things. But let me tell you what's going to happen. This rock the retrograde, understand. Understand this. If you follow us through and you do this with us, with Liz and me and all of these people, if you do this with us, are you ready? I will tell you one of the things that will happen, because this chakra, Satasthan, this thing of the fiery Mercury, if you can hang on to it while everybody else is raging on it, it's got a direct connection to the shadow self, which is going to be the secret side of our society, that which we call a cult, that which we call hidden. This is the idea. Usually this is out in pure, like the day, light of day, but this is the stuff that's coming at you, and you can learn this in a sort of thing. And that is the pure knowledge flows into our being from the greater consciousness with this chakra. Mercury serves as a bridge between spirit, matter, and mind. Just remember, Liz just mentioned, we have not only great people, but people who act in mediumship and in spirit contact. Mm-hmm. And matter, basically, we're technologists, and we love technology. I mean, the biggest thing we are doing is that Liz and I are firmly committed to the idea that magic is technology, and any technology that doesn't look sufficiently like magic isn't advanced enough. And mind, and we have people with strong minds out there to be able to do it. It also rules fine art and science, and we have want to know that that is one of the things we also do. We have some really fine artists. I mean, we have Reverend Don Lewis with a tremendous collection of art, right?
Absolutely. He has this entire omnibus of artwork, and we'll be featuring it on in the near future, I would say, on some, I guess they call it swag. Is that like the new term, swag?
That's an old term. It's really actually really old.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's making a resurgence or something. And you can get it like on a mug or a T-shirt or a poster, you know, a wall hanging kind of thing. Witchandfamous.net. Just keep your eyes out for that.
Well,
So Ed, you know, you asked me what it feels like when I'm overflowing. What does it feel like for you, really quick? I was just curious about that.
So I have two ways of what I feel like when I'm overflowing with energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one, it comes right in from the inside, and I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm just hit with it. It just comes from my inside and just like, oh my God, what happened? And
mm-hmm.
good or bad, I just am filled with it, and I have to deal with it. It's just like instantaneously, like turning on a light bulb, turning it on and going, you know, oh, there's a 60-watt light bulb, 100-watt light bulb. You know, like you used to have those old-fashioned triple light bulbs, you know, you got 60, 100, 150.
Uh-huh.
That's something like that happens with me. That's, I would just call it the fast. It's just instantaneous. It just comes on. I'm just filled with it. And that's usually something that happens to me when I get in front of a crowd sometimes, or I'm suddenly dealing with a lot of stress. There's a couple of different ways, both negative and positive. But the one that makes it, one that I do a lot of, because I do actually purposely gather a lot of energy. So people don't understand. So what other people call a lot of energy, I'm calling the basics of my magic. Okay, let's be perfectly honest. I
mm-hmm.
amp up way higher than other people. I've blown out electrical devices when I'm hyped up. I've had sparks come off of me. You've seen some of the things people have seen out there. Ask around about when people have really seen magic around me. I mean, I get a vortex, and what I do feel is like I get into the center of a vortex that is based around me. And it feels like a bit like a tornado is coming in on me, and that I'm the center of this tornado. And it gets me this sort of weird kind of emotional feeling in that sort of thing, and I have to let it go. Anything I try to hang on to hurts. So I have to literally let go of everything. I mean, literally let go of everything to let it go flow through me. And just like the Ben Gesserit poem, is that which passes through me, my fear will pass through me, and when it passes through me, I will tilt it around, and I shall see nothing. That's a modified version of it, kind of quick and fast. But I do feel that way. But I do feel like I revved up. Because people need to ground. People talk about grounding. And most of the time, I don't ground. I cast spells. See, this is the big thing for me, is a very big difference. I don't round. I cast spells. And then, of course, I also – but, Liz, here's the biggest thing people don't understand. I can do this because I have helped create the largest grounding system in the world because I ground so much magic. I mean, I'm intentionally going to do a spell during the Mercury retrograde to draw even more of this retrograde energy in. Because it has some powerful later on. I mean, as we go into this, we're going to do some macro magic. Because that's what we do.
Yep, I mean, it's going to be brilliant.
And so understand, you know, because we have the – I helped build – I'm one of the founding fathers of the crystal web. And that's a grounding. What is a crystal web? It is an energy field that's now growing exponentially, exponential magic. That's right. The idea that we got more than one magician working together, more than one circle working together. Right? We literally have a million crystals out there in tuned and in set to ground energy. So for me, getting that energy field is really important. So we're down to our last 3 minutes. So the first thing we want to do is come out to witchandfamous.net. Please check out the website. We can help you out there. Go to Witch and Famous Facebook page so that we'll have tips.
Don't forget to check out the Daily Spell also. Is it thedailyspell.com?
Thedailyspell.com. And if you want to go particularly to Rock the Retrograde, it's thedailyspell.com/RR.
Awesome. And you're going to be on the air tomorrow night on Pagans Tonight Radio Network, pagans tonight.com, on the transmission, as you said earlier, with Don Lewis. And we're going to have more of these. So if you guys are listening for the very first time, well, this is the very first episode, so of course it's the very first time. Just keep your eye out on our radio page, and we'll have more. And we're also, like, all over social media, Facebook, we're going to have YouTube, and we're going to have, we have Twitter, Witch and Famous A on Twitter. So give us a shout out. Use the hashtag Rock the Retrograde. Tell us your best and worst moments during the retrograde. That would be fun to figure out. And let us know if any of the tips that we're going to give you guys works in the future.
And understand one thing, is that when you work with us at Witch and Famous, we can help you with your with everything happen. Regardless if it's Mercury retrograde or just day-to-day life, we have tools in our, at our disposal to make your life better, stronger, and allow you to make even more improvements into the way that you work. Some of the upcoming shows we're going to do in the Mercury retrograde are going to be the five words. Our next show is going to be the five words that can change your life, that can unlock your magic. So when me and Liz get together, episode two is going to be the five words that unlock the magic of your life. And that's going to be the way we're going to have Mercury retrograde. So, Liz, how can they get a hold of you? How can they get a hold of us? 1 minute to go.
Go to facebook.com/witchandfamousagency and send us a private message, or want to do that, you can email us at witchandfamousagency@gmail.com. And that to get a hold of us right now. And, you know, I just wanted to add that, you know, this all begins with you. Your personal transformation begins with you. And we're opening the door for you to step in, and we're welcoming you and encouraging you. But you're ultimately the one to give yourself that push. You have to take the first step, and we'll be right here beside you and rooting for you along the way. I hope you guys have enjoyed this first episode. This half an hour went really quick, didn't it?
It did, absolutely.
Time has that way of accelerating, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that, blessed be, and this is Witch and Famous, episode one. And we'll come back with episode two, where we're going to talk about the five magic words that can change your life.
Peace, y'all. Let's rock it.
There you go.